The Steve Cochran Show.
Watch the positions. That's what you want to see here. Right to the handstand position each time. And watch this nailed landing. There's your 10.
Well worth it. Dynamite exercise.
Beautiful rhythm. Right to a handstand. Oh, look at that amplitude. Ooh. She is really moving well. Another handstand. Look at that. Right to the handstand. Beautiful, and the crowd loved it.
And it is
a perfect 10. The first one.
I vividly remember that perfect 10 because it had never been done. You know, and Dave, you were in your late 40s then when that happened, and you know, covering it live.
Of course,
yeah, it's amazing. Goosebump stuff from Nadia Company. And Bart Connor and I go way back. Bart was one of the first people to congratulate Dave and I, when Dave and I won the gold in Los Angeles for the doubles pommel horse, an event that they don't do anymore.
Right.
You run as fast as you can, you both dive on the end of the pommel horse.
Mm-hmm. You guys conquered the rings, too.
It's very dangerous.
The rings competition for us was the onion rings that we had later on. Yeah. Bart and Nadia will join us in just a moment. The Olympic Games, of course, all about a hope for friendship with the world around. McDonald's sending 100 kids from around the world to the games in Rio. Now, these just aren't any kids. These kids from the U.S. are all something special and have shared a special friendship through a local Ronald McDonald House, whereas I think most people know family members stay when a child is sick and receiving care at a nearby hospital. So Nadia and Bart are longtime supporters of McDonald's and Ronald McDonald House, and that's the point and the purpose of all of this.
How amazing, too, for these kids to be able to go to Rio and see the games.
Yeah, tremendous. How amazing if we get a phone line that works between here and Rio. Let me go live to Jake in Command Central. Are we going to get them, or do we need to take a break and come back for the big story?
I think we just got them now.
All right. Got them now. All right.
Tell them I say hi.
Yeah, let's go to Bart and Nadia somewhere in Rio now. And I've been talking to Bart for 20 years or longer, and you never get tired of talking to Bart. He always makes you feel better. And Nadia, of course, is Bart's way over his skis with Nadia. He's always been way over his skis.
Haven't talked to me in 40 years.
It's not true. I've always wanted to talk to you more than Bart.
Hey, Steve, are you flirting with my wife?
Yes, again. I usually get accused of this early.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
Happy We're to good. Talk with you.
Yeah, nice to talk to
We're
you
good
again.
Here down in Rio.
Yes, and listen, you accomplished the first part of getting there. So explain to us the Ronald McDonald House piece before we talk some more. What are these kids doing when they're there?
Well, it's the first time McDonald's has ever done this program. They call it McDonald's Olympic Kids Program, and there's 100 kids and their families from 20 different countries that have been invited to participate in the opening ceremonies, and one of those kids is our 10-year-old son, Dylan. So it's a thrill for us to help, you know, support the program and spread the word about what they're doing here, because what an opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for these kids.
And Nadia, to spend some time with these kids, got to be a thrill for both of you guys.
Yes, of course, Dylan has been with us. This is his third Olympic Games, so the first one when he went to, but he didn't do any marching in a ceremony, was when he was 2 years old. So
right.
It's great to have this opportunity. You know, I've never marched in opening as I was competing, because gymnastics was always the next day after the opening ceremony, and then our coaches decided that that's not a good idea for us to be in the opening ceremony and compete the next day. So here we are. Our son is going to do that.
That's very cool. That's very cool. Now, I don't think I ever asked you this, Nadia, in the many times we've spoken before, but did you have any feel of how big a deal your 10 was when it happened?
Well, actually, I didn't when I was 14. I realize now what a big deal it is. Especially this year is the 40th anniversary of the first perfect 10, which actually was the first perfect 1.00, because if you remember 40 years ago when I was supposed to get that perfect score, the scoreboard was not prepared to
right.
show a perfect 10. So the highest score they could show at the time was 9.95, and when the 10 had to be shown on a scoreboard, they didn't know how to accommodate that, and they show a 1.00,
right.
which was confusing for everybody.
Right, right.
Because, you know, one is not a good score.
Yeah, I felt like that went better.
I think that made more history, yeah.
I feel like that was way better than a 1. And by the way, Bart.
Yes, I thought maybe a 9.8 or 9.9.
By the way, Bart, I've seen pictures of Nadia recently. Bart, come here a second. Let me talk to you for a second. Listen, she looks...
Just you and me, like guys?
Yeah, just you and I.
I know.
She looks
amazing.
She looks unbelievable. Now, are you taking the garbage out? Are you doing your share? Because I'm telling you don't want to blow this, dude. She looks amazing.
We're good, all good, man. I just do my part. I carry her luggage, make sure she's got all 900 pairs of shoes shined
up. Right.
And, that's not
you know,
true.
Just as any good husband should.
All right, good. So things are good because, listen, this is as good as it's going to get for you, Bart. I'm telling you right now, and she's amazing. So I just want to make sure we're clear. That's all. All right, so let's go back and talk to Nadia. I was just talking to Bart about football.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so.
And the Cubs.
So what do you two think of this women's team? Everybody's saying it's a lock. Our American team is unbelievable. We've got the best athlete on the planet. She's setting all sorts of new bars that have never been set before for the women. Is the pressure too high? Are we expecting too much?
Well, it's true that the U.S. team is doing really, really well. They have, of course, Ali Reisman, who is coming back, Gabby Douglas, who won the Olympics 4 years ago, and, of course, Simone Biles, who's the world champion current. She has won 3 world championships in a row, and she's amazing, and she does some skills that maybe not even some guys are able to do with such an ease. It's just that, you know, it's always pressure in the Olympics, and you have to have your best day right now, and hopefully they will do a good job.
Yeah, and Simone, Bart, you remember Super Bowls. Simone, to me, is she does things that humans shouldn't be able to do.
Yeah, it's unreal. I mean, the hardest trick I ever did, I mean, she uses for a warm-up tumbling pass. I mean, she's that. And you know, the thing about it is not only is she an amazing athlete, but she's just a remarkable young lady. She, you know, has got a smile that lights up the arena, and she's a great representative for our sport. So we're all excited about what's down here in Rio.
What about the men's team? We don't want to sell them short.
Okay, Steve, hey, we're going to have to go, unfortunately. So,
are we getting another call?
Get a win for the Cubs.
All right, I'll see you later. This is a problem with, that's Bart Conner, Nadia Comaneci. You get a window. Here's how this works. You get a window, and the window is set to hit at a particular time. Well, they had a television window, and the TV people were late. So the TV people messed up their timing, and then they apparently had another TV hit afterwards. Well, we're not aware of when their second TV window is. So I was about to say goodbye to them. I don't like guests hanging up on me. I prefer to hang up on guests.
Plus, we were actually talking to them here. We were hearing them twice, so that's why we had them call back. So there was all sorts of fun issues with that.
Good times.
We didn't even get to tell them happy anniversary. They just celebrated their 20th anniversary last month.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Isn't it fun? I mean, you think of these athletes, and it's like, oh, wait, that was yesterday.
Well, Nadia's 54? I think 54.
Yeah, I just looked her up.
Yeah, and so I was what, 14, 15, watching her when she got her first 10. But I remember when she got that 10, she looked like she was about 8. Like all these gymnasts, these little girl gymnasts look like little girls.
Yeah.
You know?